A year ago this week, a lab called Thinking Machines published a small, patient experiment. One open-weight model built by somebody else, one prompt, tell me about Richard Feynman, and the randomness turned all the way down. Setting zero, which is supposed to mean the same answer every time. Then they asked 1,000 times. They got 80 different answers, and the commonest turned up 78 times, so more than 9 runs in 10 produced something other than the usual reply. All 1,000 agreed for the first 102 pieces of text. Then 992 said Feynman was born in Queens, New York, and 8 said New York City. The first thing people say is that there is a dial-marked randomness, and that zero makes the thing repeatable. Here is Anthropic's API reference, writing to the people building on it.
Note that even with temperature of 0.0, the results will not be fully deterministic.
The second is 4 words long. It forgot my conversation. Those words name no mechanism. The text may have been dropped before it reached the model, replaced by a shorter stand-in, or sent in full and used badly, and nothing inside the model decides any of that. I will show you who does. And a debt from yesterday, which ended with the model scoring every piece of text it could say next, tens of thousands at once, and stopped there on purpose. A score is not a word. Something has to pick one. 2 ideas, how you pick, and how much you may look at while picking. First, the picking. The simplest rule takes the highest scoring next token every time. That is called greedy, and the textbook behind this series, Jurafsky and Martin, in the draft they released in August, is exact about what it buys you.
Indeed, greedy decoding is so predictable that it is deterministic. If the context is identical and the probabilistic model is the same, greedy decoding will always result in generating exactly the same string.
Notice the 2 conditions. The Feynman run held both fixed and still came back 80 ways, so the second one is about the arithmetic, not the model. The same page says greedy decoding is not in practice used with large language models, and why.
In other words, greedy decoding is too boring, and random sampling is too random.
Too boring, because always taking the likeliest word gives text the textbook calls generic and often quite repetitive. Too random, because the obvious alternative, turn the scores into probabilities and draw one, reaches into a tail of unlikely words that get picked often enough to wreck a sentence. 2 ways to change it. You can asterisk reshape the odds first. Sharpen them and you approach greedy, flatten them and stranger things get through. That is the dial you have heard of, and the textbook traces the idea to thermodynamics. Or you can asterisk catasterisk them. In 2018, Angela Fan and colleagues at Facebook, generating fiction from writing prompts, drew from only the 10 likeliest candidates. Completely random sampling, they wrote, can introduce very unlikely words, and the model has not seen such mistakes at training time. Holtzman and colleagues, 2 years later, named what is wrong with a fixed count. Set it small and you risk bland text. Set it large and you let in candidates that do not belong. Take a fixed asterisk share instead, and the count moves by itself. I measured that here, on 500 words of prose written for the purpose and never published, counting at every position how many candidates cover 90% of the probability. The middle was asterisk 14 asterisk, the smallest, 1, the largest 5,570, in one passage. The second idea is the bound. There is a ceiling on how much text can be in front of the model at once, and it is called the context window. The textbook credits sampling from a language model to Shannon in 1948 and to Miller and Selfridge in 1950. Day 3 did Shannon. The second name is today's. Miller and Selfridge wrote no computing paper at all. Theirs was asterisk verbal context and the recall of meaningful material asterisk, filed by the National Library of Medicine under memory and recall. The oldest citation under this machinery is an experiment on people. And one word to carry. When you cut the odds before drawing, the textbook's verb is asterisk asterisk truncate asterisk. It will come back, meaning something else entirely. So where did the famous million come from? Not this year. The 15th of February, 2024. Google announced Gemini 1.5 Pro and said it had run up to a million pieces of text consistently, the longest window, it said, of any large-scale foundation model yet. Google's claim about Google, read in a copy of the page taken the afternoon it went up. Every qualifier is Google's own. 128,000 was the standard window that day, and the million went to a limited group in private preview, labeled experimental, with longer waits. 14 months later, OpenAI brought the same number to its own developers, saying it had trained the model to reliably attend across the full million. Then, same page, same day, it published scores on harder tests it had built itself, because, in its own words, few real-world tasks are as straightforward as retrieving a single obvious planted answer. On a graph search puzzle, below 128,000 pieces of text, about 62%, above it, 19. A bucket rather than a measurement at a million, but it is the company selling the million publishing the number that complicates it. Anthropic followed, a million in beta for one model in August 2025, out of beta on newer ones this March. And a week ago, Google announced a new model, and the announcement does not mention the context window once. In 2024, it was the headline. Two things, and the first surprised me. The window went backwards. On the 30th of April this year, Anthropic retired the million token option on two of its older models. The release note says requests over the standard limit now return an error. A model that could take a million pieces of text on the 29th of April could not on the 1st of May. The release note records a preview ending, not a discovery. Second, the model is not the one deciding. When the text you send is already too long, the input is refused, and Anthropic's documentation adds a phrase worth hearing, on every model asterisk. That is a rule written into an API, not a model running out of room. Everything else is software above the model deciding, and the decisions differ inside one company. In OpenAI's own specification, its response's API can drop items from the beginning of a conversation, and its assistant's API, retired in August, dropped messages from the middle instead. A third replaces the old material with a shorter stand-in, and here is OpenAI's own guide on that.
It is opaque and not intended to be human interpretable.
It forgot, names no actor. If the text was dropped, something above the model dropped it and somebody chose which end, and in one case what sits in its place is sealed. Now the contrast. That experiment came with a fix, and it works where it was tested. VLLM and SG Lang have both shipped it, off unless you turn it on. In August, the authors of a competing design, Corun, priced it at more than double the latency and up to three quarters of the throughput. And on the 3rd of September, Zhu and Zhang's audit found identical inputs still ranked differently across four providers, and found the fix, switched on, held only while the server was quiet. Diagnosed, remedied, remedy shipped, switched off, and still not simply cured. Two things, each on a page, on a date. One, the VLLM project documents this on a page whose footer still reads the 7th of September.
Batch invariance is currently in beta.
Its own note says switching it on may cost performance against the default, deliberately. Watch two words, beta and default asterisk. Beta is whether the thing is finished, default is whether anyone has to ask for it. They move separately, and either would be news. Two, a long context leaderboard called Context Arena, run by one person, Dylan Uzar. It knows of 545 models, 73 appear on its 8-needle board, and at the longest lengths, half a million pieces of text and up, 9 asterisk asterisk have any score at all, 7 of them from one company. I counted that this morning from the site's own data. The best of the 9 scores a flat 100% at 4 to 8,000, and 63.5 in its longest band. The number is a capacity, not a competence. Both of today's mechanisms are choices, not properties. Something chooses how the next piece is drawn, something chooses what stays in front of the model. Neither is the machine deciding, and both are written down somewhere, dated. And some of those choices have stopped being yours. On Anthropic's Sonnet 5 since June, and on OpenAI's GPT-6 Astra since the 3rd of September, changing that first dial away from its default returns an error. If you keep one image, keep the desktop in this room. One prompt, greedy randomness off. At a batch of one, the same answer, 5 runs out of 5. At a batch of 64, the same answer, 5 out of 5, a asterisk different asterisk answer. Nothing in there was thinking differently. Only the batch size was deliberately changed, and by the lab's account, that changes the order some numbers get added in. On your own computer, you control that. On somebody's server, you do not. The lab that found it put it best.
From the perspective of an individual user, the other concurrent users are not an input to the system, but rather a non-deterministic property of the system.
Tomorrow, we give the model search, files, tools, and a memory, and find out how much of what you thought was the model never was. That was day 5. Thank you for listening.